You're listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. I'm Coach Mel. Join us as we embrace the journey of connecting mind, body, and spirit in our community and beyond. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Three Peaks podcast show. I'm Coach Mel, and super excited to have you join me today. Pumped to talk about today's topic. It's a question I actually get a lot of questions about. It's something that it feels like as a coach, that's been in this industry for 17 years, it feels like something that we need to hear often. I know I need to hear it often because we all go through different seasons of life that pull on us differently. And this topic is literally something that there is no one size fits all. We have to be willing to constantly look at this and assess it depending on where we are in life. So thanks for joining me. I hope that you find some super high value in this, so that you can make some conscious decisions to make some needed changes that could, in fact, change your life and how you look at health and wellness. All right. So the problem that I see in wellness and fitness and health is when people join a gym, they really join the gym, I would say 85% that join the gym are looking for weight loss, okay? The thought process when they're coming in, they're looking for weight loss. And with everything going on in our world and the environment that we have and the cultural stuff that, you know, we all come from a different culture, we all come from a different environment, communities, and there's different stresses surrounding us. We have different behaviors and, you know, decisions that we have to make surrounding our health and wellness every single day. And so when you enter the gym atmosphere, you're like, okay, I'm going to get healthy, which is what a lot of people did on January 1st. They're like, all right, I'm going to hit the gym. It's time. All right. So they go to the gym and they start working out, and they, you know, you may be listening, you're like, yeah, I did this. And, you know, you're going like 5 days a week and you're feeling good. And then you hit that second week and you're like, whew, I'm getting sore. And you keep training super, super hard. And that week three, you know, maybe something happens in life, or, you know, maybe you, like, you're just not seeing the results that you want to see. You get frustrated, or you're super, super sore. You're just not sure what is going on here. Or maybe you're somebody that literally has been working out for a long time. You've been in the gym for a long time working out, and you literally have not seen the scale move. There's a few factors that are happening here. And like I mentioned, there is no one size fits all. I would literally need to sit down with you and like listen to what your patterns are, your habits, and kind of dissect this out individually. But there's some things that we really need to take to heart here that can make a difference in our life. That I know nobody wants to hear this, but it all is surrounded by nutrition. Okay, so yes, I'm going to talk about nutrition today, but I'm going to talk about why you're not losing weight. When I meet with people, we really talk about, you know, diet, exercise, stresses, sleep, your environmental factors, the things that you can control, mindset, everything plays into that. So there is, you know, obviously a lot more into this. But if we talk about nutrition as being like something that 80% of the time will help you succeed in losing weight, if that is your goal, there are some myths, I think, that are out there, because when people are on social media, they only see, you know, the positive things, the, you know, I did this, and my goodness, there's some quick fixes out there. I see a lot of things on my feed. People are posting, you know, try this 24-day challenge and this trial of, you know, eat one gummy and it's going to make the difference, and all these quick fixes and these fads and all these things. it can leave everybody very confused with this mindset of, if I just do X, I will get to lose weight. And we take that into account with the people in the gym. Like they, you know, if you're going to the gym 5, 6, 7 days a week and your diet is crap, you are probably not going to see much change. And so that can cause such frustration. But there's so much more to this, and I really want to kind of dive into a few things. So nutrition. When it comes to like what you put in your mouth, there's some thought processes here that you need to be aware of. So the normal thought process is, you know, you want to make sure that calories in, you know, is at a sustainable point that you can obviously survive. If you starve yourself, you're not going to survive. When we have new clients come in, we run an in-body scan, and that'll show them their basic caloric need just to survive. And so most people, when they look at that number, they're like, I don't even get that, and I don't eat that. And then they start training, and they're like, I'm still not getting that. Well, they're in not only a calorie restriction, but they're really confusing their body. So yes, we need to have a calorie deficit, but if you're overtraining to the point where you're working out 6 days a week, 7 days a week, and you're not getting enough food that is quality good food to nourish your body, you're going to see a lot of problems with your recovery, your muscle strength, your growth. You're going to see some inflammation issues, range of motion stuff, and potentially some carnivorous behavior happening to your muscles. This is real. This will happen if you're not getting quality food and enough of the correct macronutrients. So a few other things can affect your ability to lose weight. The types of foods you eat, all right? There's so many things out there with, you know, if I just eat, you know, fruit, then, you know, that's a good carbohydrate, which is true. But the reality is that fruit is still a sugar to your body, right? So whether you're having, you know, a banana or a Snickers bar, it still has similar traits into the effect of sugar. Now, is the banana better? Yes, it is. But if you're just going to be eating bananas all day, you're going to have an insulin spike. So it's the types of foods you're eating and eating together. So when you're eating and you're just having a fruit, that's going to spike your blood sugar. When you're just eating a protein, you can kind of get away with that a little bit more. When you're just eating a fat, depending on what the fat is, you can also be in a place where you're not getting the correct amount of nutrients, and you have those deficiencies because they don't necessarily have the essential nutrients that you need for that balanced diet. It really can help with your muscles not repairing correctly when you don't have that balance. So it's really important to kind of look at this. You can also have digestion issues when you're just eating a lot of, you know, so a lot of maybe fats, or your energy level could be low when you don't have healthy carbohydrates. I mean, there's so many different things that can happen. But the important thing here to kind of break down for you is that when you're looking at food, I want you to think about my protein, my carbohydrate, and my fat, and kind of start thinking about, what is a protein? Well, a protein would be a lean meat, as we would say. Lean meats are, you know, like your fishes, you know, your healthy meats. The leaner, the better is going to be helpful. The less processed, the better. So if you're snacking on summer sausages all day, that's got a high content of fat in it. And so that's probably not going to help you get where you want to go if you're just eating summer sausages all day long. All right. So having like summer sausage and cheese and crackers, you've got, you know, your cheese has got fat and protein in it. Yes. But so does your summer sausage. And then your crackers are full of processed stuff, but full of absolute carbohydrate that does not necessarily break down correctly. It would be what we call a simple carbohydrate, which doesn't necessarily help your your body be able to break things down correctly. So looking at the types of food that you're eating, and choosing the food that has quality ingredients, less processed, and then looking at the quantity of food. So that's a biggie for some people. They're like, okay, well, you know, I really enjoy food, and they eat a lot of it. And they go back for seconds, they go back for thirds. When we literally are not able to control the portions that we eat, this can create a whole bunch of problems with overconsumption and honestly, like how your internal body can respond. People end up, you know, developing issues internally because of overeating. And so learning how to eat, not starving yourself, learning what to eat, it can be so overwhelming. And this is why I think, to be quite honest, this is why helping, you know, having a coach help you through this process and this journey, so you can not have to stress out so much about like trying to figure it out overnight, because it's just not going to happen overnight. Nobody, you know, it took me, I would say, you know, the last 20 years of working on nutrition and learning about different stages of life and how things are affected, you know, in life, like, you know, women that are struggling with menopause and perimenopause and how food responds to that. Like there's different factors, stress levels, you know, what stress does to your weight management and how you respond with food and the stresses. Like it's so much, and there's so many layers. But some easy things to be looking at here, which I think are going to be excellent for you to think about, is number one, looking at the types of foods you're eating and trying not to eat just one thing. For example, like just an orange, okay? If you're just eating an orange, there's not a balance of protein in there. And so that will spike your blood sugar versus having like, you know, a piece of chicken or a slice of chicken with that orange. And so learning how to pair foods together, I think can be super, super helpful. The other issue I see, other than the quantity and the quality of food people eat, is honestly in their intake of sugar. This is a biggie, and I think it's probably one of the hidden things that people don't want to admit. They don't want to talk about because it's embarrassing. So I'm going to talk about it. Sugar is literally like a drug, my friends, and I have watched throughout the years the people that might have a sugar intake issue, what happens with their brain, like their mind, their ability to, you know, stay calm and respond correctly to situations. And it takes time to detox, per se, off of that sugar. Your body internally can respond really oddly to sugar. You can create more yeast internally. You can end up having a lot of challenges when you have a consumption of sugar that is just too much. It'll actually cause you to want more and crave more and more and more. It's literally like a drug. So that's a biggie. The other issue is looking at your alcohol intake. This is another huge one. You know, I don't know if you've looked at, you know, pictures of people that, you know, have the different, you know, shapes and what have you, but people that struggle with alcohol, or maybe they just enjoy drinking on the weekends, they have a harder time losing weight. Same thing with people that eat a lot of sugar or eat a lot of unhealthy carbohydrates, those simple carbohydrates. They have a harder time losing weight in the abdominal region, and that is really frustrating, I'm sure. Absolutely. Does it mean you can never have a drink again? No, it doesn't. It just means the consumption and that the other habits that you have going on needs to change. And so what I've noticed is that people will have this all or nothing mentality where things are going awesome and they're doing really, really well because, you know, they've got a goal in mind, and then maybe they hit that goal or that time frame, and then they go celebrate or they have a cheat meal and a cheat weekend, per se, or cheat day, things like that. And what that does for, I would say, 75 to 80% of people is that just creates that internal pattern of having another cheat meal, having another cheat day. I'll start Monday. Even though you've done so good, you sabotage yourself by having another one, and having the thought process of, I deserve this. My friends, I genuinely, talking to myself, I don't deserve to eat crap. I deserve to feel good. Okay, so you see how that different thought process is? I deserve to feel good. I deserve to be healthy. I deserve to live a well-balanced life. I don't deserve to have diabetes. I don't deserve to not be able to move or run and chase my grandson. I deserve to live a healthy life. And I have to make those choices right now so that I can do that. And so looking at these things that you're potentially eating or these habits that you have going on can make a huge difference. But if you're eating good 5 days out of the week and you're training 5 days a week and you're at the gym and you're doing all the right things, and then over the weekend you blow it on crap the whole weekend, not gonna be successful. Your body gets confused by that and it spirals. The other issue I see is, you know, people don't eat the balance. You know, like a lot of people are really confused by what the macronutrients are. I've had many people think that peanut butter is a protein. It's not. It is literally has some protein in it, but it is not a protein in all, you know, extended circumstances. It is considered a fat, and we have to be limiting on the quantity that we have. So you'll see people having like a huge tablespoon of peanut butter and, you know, some celery. And they think that that is a balanced meal. That is a balanced snack. And all that is a fat and some water. Celery has nothing in it. So basically what you just ate is peanut butter, just a fat, which doesn't necessarily help you long term with, you know, muscle growth and macronutrients balance, and you can end up, you know, creating some deficiencies. I, for one, 100% cannot overdo it on the healthy fats, or I develop stomach issues. So it's, you can have too much of a good thing with good food. And I'm not saying peanut butter is bad for you, but too much of it is not good for you. Too much of it will not help you with your digestive stuff, with your muscles being able to repair. It's really, really important to have some balance in there. The other thing that I can see that I think happens more often than not is people do this thing where they start training and we give them the number of the very minimum caloric intake they need to be able to survive. And when you run your in-body scan with us, you run that number and it's like, okay, so this is the number of calories that you need. But we need healthy calories. We need good calories, not just, you know, chips and candy bars and things like that. And so what people do, this natural, because of our environment and I think just what's out there in the world, people just stop eating. They just stop eating. Or they stop eating that balance of, you know, a good protein, a good carbohydrate, and a good fat. They don't understand the quantities. They eat more carbohydrates than they do protein. They overdo it on a certain macronutrient. And that causes a lot of confusion to the body. So people will go from maybe eating a ton of crap, okay, and then they get to the gym. They're working out 5 days a week. They're super excited. And then they basically go into starvation mode. The body is going to go into a withhold mode because it is not quite sure what on earth you are doing. And people may say, oh no, I lost water. I lost weight. You probably lost water weight. You didn't lose fat. There's a difference. And so having you understand this, wait a minute, my body needs consistency. Yes, just like you need consistency in the gym to get results. You can't just think you're going to show up 2 times a week and get anywhere. You need at least 3 times a week movement to be able to get anywhere. Your body needs consistency when it comes to nutrition. That doesn't mean you can't have a piece of cake at Junior's birthday party, but it doesn't mean you need the whole cake. It doesn't mean you need to binge the whole weekend and eat, you know, fried foods and McDonald's and all of this stuff right after and just go all in, because the next day you're probably going to want more. So having that understanding that Yes. Am I supposed to eat balanced? I am. Am I supposed to eat higher protein and good balance? Yes, you are supposed to eat that. Am I supposed to starve my body? No. If you starve your body will stop doing what you want it to do, and it will become a little bit carnivorous. It will, as you age, you will lose muscle mass. And that sucks. It does. But I've seen it happen over and over and over again when people do not eat enough food, of good food, and balanced carbohydrates, balanced protein, and, you know, a little bit of the healthy fats. So you can't out-exercise a bad diet. And I feel like I've said this so many times, but I'm going to keep saying it until I'm not here anymore, because it's the truth. Like, we cannot just think we're going to, you know, go get on, you know, a walk-in after our workout, and we're just going to go and get moving and hit those steps and what have you, and then get a huge weight loss. That's not what this is about. You have to give the body nutrients and consistently do it to help it go, oh, okay, you're going to fuel our body correctly. Because as you exercise, here's what happens. You exercise, you're breaking down the muscle fibers. Your body needs protein to repair itself. If you do not get that protein, you're going to be extra sore. Your inflammation is going to pipe up. You're going to have issues with building strength. And you're going to have issues eventually with losing fat. So you have to be able to provide consistency in this. And that's just a rough thing for people to accept, because it's hard work. It takes time. It takes allowing yourself to come out of really bad habits and behaviors. It takes asking help from coaches that know how to help you, investing more time and resources into, you know, quality ingredients, and not overeating or undereating. It's something I see a lot, is people will undereat a lot. People will overeat a lot. And then they wonder why they're not getting results in the gym. So my question to you is, how desperate are you to get results in the gym, to lose that weight, to make that change? Because if it's really important to you, then I'm going to challenge you to look hard at your nutrition, to really look hard. And if you're confused about it, you know, please reach out. We have an amazing nutrition program. We do remote nutrition coaching. We have in-house nutrition coaching, where we literally hold your hand through the process of making sustainable changes and habits to develop this. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's literally a long-term process. And if you don't give yourself the time, if you have this mental capacity of thinking it needs to happen by, you know, in 3 months, it's not going to. And this is where the whole quick fixes come back into play, where people are like, well, you know, it's just not happening. It just doesn't work for me. Nutrition doesn't work for me. You know, diets don't work. Well, no, they don't work, because people don't stick to them. You have to make sustainable changes and understand that there has to be a give here. You have to make a difference. You have to change something. You can't do the, you know, the quick fixes, or the, hey, I'm going to, you know, go keto for a month and I can drop a whole bunch of weight. Well, the reality is that you're probably going to gain that all back as soon as you go off of it once, and some. So diets don't work. Long-term changes do. So number one, again, just to reiterate, like, your nutrition is probably the number one reason you aren't losing weight. And because there's not a one size fits all, it's one of those things where we have to tailor, and we do that in our nutrition coaching. You have to tailor and adjust things to what works for your body. And the key is finding what works, and we are there to help you and give you some very good baselines to start from, and then we kind of adapt from there. But understanding the types of foods you're eating, the quantity that you're eating, and the quality that you're eating is key. How much sugar are you eating? Okay. Do you drink alcohol? And if you do, how much? How often? Are you letting your hair out on the weekend and after eating really good for 5 days? Are you literally not eating? Are you just eating the minimum amount just to have your body survive and stay in survival mode? Okay. Are you eating imbalanced? Are you only eating a healthy fat and then a protein at lunch and then a carbohydrate at dinner? Are you in a calorie restriction so much so that you're causing the body's ability not to be able to recover when you go to the gym, and now you don't have any energy and you're lethargic? Are you out exercising a bad diet? Is that your thought process? Well, if it is, please reach out because we can help. And I'd love to help because this is going to be a process. I want to see people lose the weight that they desire to lose and get the goals met that they desire to get met. But it takes time. It takes sustainable change. You know, I had a client come in yesterday, and we got to see her driver's license picture from, I don't know, 2017 or something, and then recent. And there's such an incredible change that's happened, like just on a picture. And friends, the reality is this, like this is going to be a lifestyle change. This has to be one of those things where you have to be in the mindset that you are in it for the long haul. You are in it to be able to make changes over a long period of time. Does it mean you can never have a piece of bread? No, not at all. But we don't have to eat the whole loaf, okay? Does it mean that you have to just live on steak? No, you don't. But having balance and having a good understanding with the help of a coach can make the hugest difference. So I would love to have you reach out to dive deeper into this because there is so much that we could chat about and help you one-on-one to be able to really see some sustainable changes. Thanks again for joining me today. If you've found even just a snippet of this information, you know, helpful, please share it and reach out to us if you need some help. Again, I'm here to help. That is my heart. That is my passion. There can be a few things that we could tweak in your diet to make the hugest change. I want to see you succeed, and I believe you can. So, okay, and until next time, my friends, keep pressing forward and believe in yourself. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. If you found any of this podcast helpful, we'd love for you to share it with your friends and family and leave us a 5-star review.